want to start with just asking you, like, you know, when you were born and stuff like that, just normal stuff.
Okay.
And then we start getting more into, like, the meat of it. So, what's your name?
Ed Gillen.
Ed Gillen. When were you born?
November 2nd, 1937.
1935.
Yeah, I'm not thinking, I'm just talking.
Yeah. So, my first question for you is, do you actually know what the civil rights are? Like, the civil rights movement, do you know about
that? I remember a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah. Where were you at the time, like, around 1960, like, when that was really starting to become, you know, a topic of discussion and stuff?
Yeah. 1960. Many years ago. I was 35.
Yeah.
Married. Two children. I think in the 60s I was living in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Were you in the country or were you serving at that time?
I was out of the service at that time.
You were out of service?
Yeah.
What did you actually do when in the service?
Okay, I graduated college in 1958.
Yeah.
And went into the Air Force for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, I spent about a year in Korea and spent a lot of time in Japan because I was in transportation.
Yeah, so you weren't an Nazi of, like, the fighting or anything?
No.
No?
No, it was pretty much over by then. The Korean War was over.
Yeah.
And...
Okay. Here, let me just see here. So, I know that, or at least to my knowledge, like, back in that time, there was still a lot of segregation and stuff like that, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. What was your perspective on race just, like, then? Like, were you, like, cool with, like, the segregation thing, or were you, like, you know, we need to treat everybody equally and stuff?
Well, being up north, it was like I was never really around it at all.
Yeah.
And, I went to a public high school, and we lived in ethnic neighborhoods back then.
Yeah.
It was like the Polish neighborhood, the Irish neighborhood,
yeah,
the Italian, mm-hmm, Hispanic. And there didn't seem to be a black neighborhood around at all.
Yeah, so you weren't actually around.
No, but
like
the public schools had all the kids from all the races, and there never seemed to be any problem, or what I would think of, like, no one seemed to be against each other.
So everybody was just in sync. It was just normal.
Yeah, it seemed to be. Yeah.
Cool, so you weren't, like, growing up around, like, oh, this race is bad and everything like that.
No.
Did you ever feel like... any of that stuff, and like, ever affected you, or were you completely isolated?
I was isolated from it, or it just never came up. It's it just never came up.
It was just like everyone's the same, everything like that. Cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in the South in that time? Like, did you ever, like, see segregation happening or anything like that?
Well, I remember when I was
going
to college there, we used to go spring break down on Miami.
Yeah.
And so there'd be like four or five guys pile into a car, drive down there. And when we're driving through, like, Georgia, you know, to get to Florida and into Florida, he'd pass a lot of the segregated
parts.
And then we'd stop off at a gas station.
Yeah.
And that would be the first time we'd be seeing signs like colored water fountain.
Yeah.
That kind of things.
What, seeing that, like, how did it, like, bother you or anything, or did you not pay any mind to it?
I didn't pay any mind to it.
You didn't pay any mind to it?
No.
Alright. No. How did you feel towards the civil rights? Like, were you for it, or were you against it, or were you just neutral?
Just like today, I'm very neutral about everything. It's like,
don't
make waves. Like, I don't even watch the news anymore. I just don't want to keep my head in the sand kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just, you know, let everybody get by in the world.
Yeah. So you were pretty in neutral territory throughout your life.
Very neutral territory, yeah. I've never, That was way before any kind of agitation on college campuses for anything, like the Vietnam War and things like that.
Yeah.
I was just basically out of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I went to college, you had to wear a shirt and tie and a suit jacket.
Oh,
that sounds fancy. And seniors had to wear hats to get ready to get a job.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did I want to ask? So you were in service, but you weren't, like, fighting.
No.
At all.
No.
Now.
I was in the Air National Guard.
Yeah.
Atlantic City Air National Guard for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that because it was 1 week and a month in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that. But then what happened when the Pueblo got captured, President Johnson activated the Atlantic City Air National Guard.
Yeah.
And activated our unit. And I went to Korea again for another year.
Yeah. That's what was good.
Went to a Korean air base.
Yeah.
Lived in tents. And just like MASH, we were very similar to a MASH unit.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in tents, worked in tents, except that they were there during the war.
Yeah.
We were there just to be there.
Yeah.
We had, we were a TAC fighter squadron, but we had no airplanes to support. They took the airplanes and sent them to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
They sent the 25 pilots, and they sent them to school to learn to fly another aircraft.
Yeah.
And then the 900 support troops, which I was one of those, went to a Korean air base just to sit there. In case war broke out, we would be there in place.
Yeah.
And they would send us airplanes to support. So.
They had you ready.
So they had us ready.
Yeah.
And then after a year, they deactivated the Air National Guard.
Yeah.
And then I left the Air National Guard. I didn't want to re-up again.
Now, I know that, I forget when exactly, but like you got in your truck and you just went all over America and everything in your truck, right?
Yeah, that's when I retired.
That's when you retired.
Yeah.
What year was it?
1969. No, wait, take it back. I was retired. I was 69 when it happened, so that was 10 years ago.
10 years ago, so like 2005.
Yes, 2005.
Oh, that's too soon. You need to go back somewhere. Okay,
yeah.
So I know that you lived in Germany for a while.
I spent 2 years in Germany. My wife and I.
Yeah.
And
this was before.
This was just before I retired.
Just before.
Just before. I was about 62 or 63.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved, I had a part in moving our plant to Mexico.
Yeah.
And then we closed up the plant in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And I didn't want to go to Mexico. Or I didn't want to go to Gastonia, North Carolina, where we had a plant. So they said, well, why don't you go to our parent company in Germany for 2 years and work on a computer system that they were installing with SAP, which is a German software manufacturer.
Hmm.
So I spent 2 years, and I came back after 2 years and just hung around for a while and retired.
Hmm. So, do you think that, like, the way you grew up, like, your childhood, like, just made you not have any bias against any race or anything?
And back then, the biases that I saw were the Polish against the Italians, and the Italians against the Irish.
So, really, it was more like, you know.
It was pre-Hispanic. I mean, it was the European ethnic groups.
Yeah.
And they really didn't get along.
Yeah, so that's really the only bias we saw.
So all our fighting was between
each other.
That's right.
Yeah. So you never saw, like, whites against blacks or anything like that?
No, there weren't that many blacks around.
Yeah.
Because we lived in ethnic neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, New Jersey had Peterstown, mm-hmm. which was Italian,
yeah.
Curry Head, which was Irish,
mm-hmm.
and the port, which was Polish and some other groups in there.
Yeah.
It was European bias or bigotry, European yeah. bigotry.
So you never got to see, like, the full scale of, like, what was going on?
No. It was... No.
No.
It was never seen to be that way.
Yeah. With, you know, the stuff happening in the South and, like, Martin Luther King and all that, you know, did you ever, like, hear about it? And when you did, like...
Well, you'd read about it in the papers, but it was so far from us up here in Pennsylvania.
You never even felt like you were affected by it.
Exactly right. It's like nowadays with the way the media, something happens in Afghanistan or some little country you never heard of, Karakistan or something
yeah.
like that, and it makes the news.
Yeah.
So, back then, it's... I just never paid attention to it one way or the other.
Yeah. Now, so you're white, you know,
yes.
you're Caucasian. Do you feel like just overall, like, and when you were traveling or whatever, like, have you ever felt like you were had a stereotype placed on you because you were white or anything, like by another race or anything like that,
no.
or you know, you just
no, I never did. Further? No. No, no matter where I went, you know, Tokyo,
yeah.
Korea, anywhere, I just mm-hmm. never felt out of place.
Yeah.
Never you felt just, out of place.
You got raised right, you know?
Yeah.
It was just, you didn't have to go through any of that.
You didn't have to go
stuff.
Through any of that, no.
You got it easy.
Well, back then, I think any, I would say, white person
yeah.
Had no difficulties, except if you went into the... If you were Irish and went into the Italian neighborhood,
yeah.
you got to watch. Because there were small gangs back then. But
yeah.
The gangs were not violent gangs. It was more
talk. It was
talk.
More like tall
it
talk.
It was more talk,
no.
and then two guys would fight. That
yeah.
Was,
and it was always like a fist fight.
It was
not
always
like
it was always
when
a
someone
fight.
Needs to pull out a gun and
that
is
none of
the
that.
Thing.
Yeah.
Now, with this, I don't know if you heard about it, but like stuff that happened in Baltimore right now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, with the... The guy getting killed because of spinal injury.
Yeah, that was
wild arrest and everything like that.
Yeah.
And how a lot of people are linking that to, like, race and everything.
Oh, it probably was.
You know, do you feel...
I'm sure it was.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Yeah, well, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that somebody, you know, a black person with white cops... Although some of them are different races too, I think.
Yeah.
I think the ones that the mayor said they're going to charge the sixth policeman, I think, with
yeah,
murder.
Yeah, it was six.
Yeah.
With murder.
And I think the mentality of cops isn't quite right to anybody.
Yeah.
To anybody, I think. You know, that other one where the guy was running away and the cop was
shot him. Yeah. That's the thing that happened in Ferguson.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things like that. So,
do you feel like we're just downgrading from what we've accomplished, like, back in the day when it was really serious, like, there was a lot of segregation? Do you think we're, like, getting back to that?
Well, I think almost every ethnic group had to fight to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, when the Irish were digging the Erie Canals, I mean, they were the lowest of the low. They were, like, lower
yeah.
than the Chinese.
Yeah.
But they just thought the Irish people would just drink and that was it.
Yeah, drink and fight. That's
drink
it.
And drink and fight. So the Irish, then eventually the Irish became cops.
Yeah.
And I think they took it out on people who they thought were lower status.
Yeah, that's actually what I was just about to ask you. Because,
yeah.
like, with stuff happening now, do you think that cops back in the day did a
well,
similar
happened.
Thing?
You look at ancient history, and there was always some group. Beaten up on another group.
Yeah. Mostly it would be a group with authority, too. Like, it'd well, be the guards would beat on the poor.
The ones who had the power, where the ones were beating up on the people without the power.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
So that's all, do you think that that's just always throughout history?
And given with time and as circumstances changes, it'll be a different group, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, during the war, it was the Japanese, you know.
Yeah.
And you know what they did to them in California.
Yeah.
In concentration camp. Just because they thought that, you know,
they were all traitors. All of them
they
were
still
bad.
Thought that they had allegiance to Japan. So.
Well, I think this concludes it. I can't. 17.
Good luck.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting me interview you and all that. Okay.
Yep.